Hello, and welcome to Dragon Podcast. No, the Demented Dungeons and Dragons Podcast. But Kano sounds sort of like he's in some sort of fishbowl right now.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D Podcast! DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to... Scrap, go, scrap.
A bit.
Everything but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons! Which we really don't talk about. We don't talk about devil worship. That would be unlawful. I mean, wait. Well, it would be unlawful to some of our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, one of them still insists it. Because of this podcast, we partake in and condone of devil worship through Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, that's a new one to me.
Oh, yeah.
Not really, because I had a friend who, because we played role-playing games using dice and paper, one of my friends borrowed my monster manual so he could study up on all the different critters and know what to do in order to defeat the referee when he presented us with a monster. My book got confiscated and burned, and they took my friend and put him through an ordeal. They put him through an exorcism to purge all demons from him, and he was banned from ever associating with any of us ever again.
Didn't work.
Yeah. That particular friend didn't associate with us anymore, and we made a point of not associating with him because we did not want to hurt him.
Well, I thought you said he came to school the next day or whatever and asked for D&D stuff.
I don't recall that story. But our circle of friends did continue to play D&D even when I got banned from it.
Hmm.
My folks banned me from it because they thought it was taking up too much of my life.
Oh, not because they thought it was evil.
Yeah. Sort of like a kid who plays too many video games and you ban him from video games.
Yeah, I don't recall whether or not my folks thought it was evil or not. I thought it was boring and retarded, so I never played.
Yeah.
And my brother probably the same, because my brother is one of those Neanderthals. So to speak.
Then again, you play the electronic versions of it, which is infinitely more boring.
I don't know. Well, I'm starting to get bored with it, actually.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I checked in at all on any of the games today. I did yesterday.
You were too busy today checking into real life.
I was, actually.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I need to update the Discord. Where is it? Here we go. I need to add a new game category for
Aruna.
How do you spell that? I-R?
I don't know. I don't have it installed anymore, as far as that goes. I don't have room for it, let alone time to play it.
All right, I'll look it up. Because we can find it on Google Play. Iruna Online.
So we're going to discuss the concept of theft and taxation of fake non-existent money now or on the political podcast?
On the political podcast next week.
Because, you know, it is an awful esoteric subject that might not belong on the political.
Oh, well, we could talk about the esoteric part of it here.
The whole thing. That's the problem. I'll save it for the political one, because then I'll have lots of filler for the political one. I could, yeah, I don't know. I could probably shoot through it in about 5 minutes, or I could spend hours on it. We'll find out. Oh, my. So, I'm looking at my wish tree. Should I wish for wood and meat, or should I wish for these little blue stones that I guess are for magic? Or should I go
mana
for the gray one? Lots and lots of mana.
Don't do mana unless you absolutely need it. Look at your warehouse and see what you're low in. And do it that way. Now, if you're not in the red with mana, then I would only use the wish tree for mana.
Okay, well, I'm in the red for mana because anything over zero puts me in the red. And I've got 30K.
Okay, so you need to upgrade your warehouse. Then don't do mana. Because mana will put you in the red quick and easy. Anytime you hunt mana, and you can't get rid of it unless you donate it to somebody.
Right.
Or use it. But you can't just dump it.
I do use it.
Yeah, but not enough.
Yeah, it's. I'm producing it. I don't produce any meat for some reason, but I produce lots of mana. All right, so I should be going for meat because I don't produce any meat.
Yeah. Well, the reason why you're producing mana is because your place is next to the water. Water produces more mana.
Oh. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. So I should place next to bigger water.
Yep. Looks like I got to do repairs now in Mysterio Legacy.
Meat does grow. No, you don't. You do not need to do any repairs. You need to do destruction in Mysterio Legacy. You need to take those dogs out and shoot them.
No.
They're only electronic dogs. They will not feel a thing, honest.
This is true.
It may be heartbreaking after having gone to so much trouble to collect them, but... Yeah, I feel your pain. I would still be... Wow, I got lots of sparklies in my territory. Does that mean people are now going to come over to my place to collect from relics?
Unless you collect them first.
I had 5 relics inside my little blue area. Oh, 6. I didn't see one till just now. Six inside my own little teeny tiny world.
I think Chips has been trying to break into the dog pen to steal the dogs.
I'm telling you, take the dogs. Take the dogs either to Wellington, up into the northwest corner and turn them loose, or go down into make a new character. God, I hate that I'm even suggesting it. Make a new character and take the dogs into Newsville and release them. Get rid of those dogs.
To Wellington.
Yeah, get rid of the dogs. And honestly, I'd kind of release them randomly, because if they're all collected in one area, then one person will get them. But you know, just scatter them randomly and let people have a hunting fest looking for dogs.
Well, yeah, I'll take them to Wellington. Once they're unfed long enough, they'll start wandering and killing things on their own.
Yes.
And they're all pretty powerful dogs, so they'll survive for a while.
Oh, yeah. And somebody will make quite a find by, Yep.
Oh, a cow just got out. Not that
a
I care.
Cow. A cow just
got
out.
Yeah, a cow followed me through the tribe door.
Yep. Well.
Not that I care.
Moo. All right. Just take me 23 hours to upgrade that. Oh. But I can't because I need to pay for a second hammer. And I'm not going to pay for a second hammer.
Well, these people's place is falling apart. There's a wasp inside their base.
Yep. Okay, technical question. Can you hear my generator via the phone?
No.
Okay. Yeah, get the greenhouse set up and get some heat in there. I might just splurge on Monday nights and fire up the generator and plug in the computer and have full-blown internet and computer access while I'm on the podcast. Even light the place up. Might as well. Get the generators running.
True that.
And for those of you out there who are kind of survivalists, one thing I learned this year, I wasn't really aware of this, but regulators, propane regulators freeze up. So when it's really, really, really cold, unless your propane tank is in a heated space, which I'm not sure is a good idea, it may well not provide you a good flow of gas sufficient to keep you warm. So, you know, I was able to get enough gas flow to boil some water and, you know, give myself a spit bath and wash some dishes and that kind of stuff. Minor housekeeping stuff. Not major. I mean, it's not like I was boiling a great big kettle of water so I could take a full blown bath and really wash lots and lots of stuff. But I was able to do some basic housekeeping. And thaw out enough water for me to actually drink, too. that's another issue. but I noticed that my propane wasn't I wasn't getting much of a flame. And it's because the regulator on the gas tank, which is outside, when it got down to below 20 degrees, or even just below freezing even, that regulator slowed down the gas flow even more. And so I was only getting a teeny flame on my camper stove. And there's a lot of issues with using propane for heat. It eats oxygen. And I'm in a small camper. And if you don't have sufficient airflow inside your space, you could wake up asphyxiated, i.e. you could wake up dead. Because, you ate up all your oxygen.
Oxygen.
We don't need no stinking oxygen.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's, Spellcrafter. I need level 5 of that, and I don't understand why people use dull red in order to highlight things in games. Okay, that needs to be level 8.
Dull red?
Dull red against gray, especially dark gray backgrounds, because it's bright red, yes, but dull red, like not even quite maroon, and then they put it on a dark background. It's like, you expect that to be red? How? I don't know. I don't get it.
Red how now, brown cow?
Uh-huh. How do you expect the red to be red? All right, I'm confused, Kano. I'm looking at the Temple of Wisdom. There's a thumbs up on my battle category, so I click on that. And then there's a thumbs up on Protector, Rhino Rider, Spellcrafter. All right.
Oh.
I click on that, and it says I need to be level 8 of this one skill. It doesn't give you the name of the skill. Or level 5 of this other skill. Right.
So it means you have to level up other things.
Right. Well, I've achieved level 5 on the one. But the first one, Temple of Wisdom. Build Temple of Wisdom level 8. That's what the icon is. It's an actual picture of the Temple of Wisdom. I need to make it up to level 8 before I can proceed.
Yes.
Oh. Fine. So I'll just increase my ability to scout and or training speed, which would be more important.
Training.
Training speed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scout is only for people who plan to attack other people. So it's really useless if you don't plan on attacking anyone.
Except in order to increase my training speed, I also have to make my temple level, looks like level 9. Again,
right.
It's in that dull red, level 9. I have to make it level 9. So it has to go even a level higher to achieve an increase in that. But I can increase my scout now.
It doesn't hurt to increase the scout. It's just Yeah, I'll never probably use it.
Right. So it's going to be a while before I get around to that, because what am I currently working on? What am I working on? I'm working on the Horn of Defense, which looks amazingly simple, similar to the Temple of Wisdom. Let's see. Okay, I see the difference. The Temple of Wisdom has a truncated horn full of what looks like water, and has a skull and some sort of tablet, whereas the Temple of Defense has a longer horn with no water in it, some sort of platform to stand on to blow the horn, and a rock that looks sort of like a skull off to the side. Okay. I'm sure when I'm doing my upgrades, it'll get around to saying, go ahead and upgrade the Temple of Wisdom. Meanwhile, I can't do any more research until I get it upgraded.
No, okay. Well, you have other things you can research.
Well, let me look. Okay, development. I am 0% on development. And...
Because there's three sections, and then there's other sections under those three sections.
You are correct. I could have increased my construction speed under development instead. That would have been more important. Let me see if I can. Yeah, I can hit the X on that. Canceling this will only return 50% of your resources. Yeah, okay. And I'm going to do construction speed instead because, you know, construction is pretty damn slow anyway.
Yeah.
There we go. In half an hour, I shall be able to increase that yet again. And then I'll probably be able to start doing meat production, which I can't do yet. Interesting. Meat production leads to increased wood production, leads into increased troop load. Interesting. Wow. Okay. I'm good. Now I can... So they gave me a thumbs up on a thing I can't increase, but the thing that they gave me no thumbs up on is the thing I should have been doing. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I level up those three sections equally. So it's like... I'll start out with the top one. Once I got 1%, I'll go to the next one, which is usually the bottom left. Level it up to 1%, then go to the bottom right, level it up to 1%, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So once they're all 1%, then I go back to the top and level it up to 2%, and just keep them leveling up at that rate.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
A higher stronghold level required. Okay, so I can't attack level 3 mastodons or whatever the heck those things are.
Mastodons.
Woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths.
Woolly, yeah. Woolly. Woolly woolly. Woolly woolly. Oh my. Okay, if I'm very judicious about which creatures I attack, I'm able to send out three armies and still have some left over. That's the amazing part, that I can still have some left over.
Yeah. Till you get attacked.
Yep, I hear you. Okay.
But the nice thing about that game is you don't really lose much. I mean, you might lose some warriors, or they might go in the hospital, and you'll lose whatever resources that are in the red. But that's it. You don't lose anything else. It still hurts your feelings when you lose stuff, but...
Wee, cry baby.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to work to get it back. But
the other version of the game I played, I remember you pretty much had to have your shield on 24/7 or they'd just rape you down to the ground. There wasn't any protection on your stuff. So I guess this is a better written version of the game.
Perhaps, yeah. Yeah, at least this game you got protection if you don't have a shield. You just don't have... You can't protect your troops.
Right.
If you don't have a shield. They can kill all your troops.
Kill, kill, kill your troops.
Oh, there's another thing you can lose, too. They can burn your outpost.
No! Yeah, apparently something or somebody attacked one of my outposts. It was,
damaged?
It was damaged, and I repaired it. It's fully repaired now. And then I upgraded it. So...
There. Yeah, 181... on the 181 server tried burning both of us at location 666.
Well, just because, you know, we are obviously devil worshippers. Who else would build at 666?
I just thought it was funny, but yeah.
I didn't even bother to go look. And you said somebody put my fire out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess once you get higher level, you can put out other people's fires.
Yay.
I don't have that ability yet. I'm not high enough level.
Now, you might notice around us there's lots of piles of meat and wood and occasionally stone. I've stopped bothering to collect. I send out to attack under the theory, and I could be wrong, under the theory that I get more experience points for attacking than I do gathering.
And you do.
I just bring back what I gather from whatever attack I did on whatever creature.
Yeah, the only time you need to gather is when you run out of stamina. If you play enough, you will run out of stamina, and you will have to eventually gather because you can't hunt.
Yeah, clearly I don't play enough.
So I only hunt until I run out of stamina, and then I only gather.
Right.
Until I got more stamina. Then I hunt when I can hunt, and I gather when I cannot hunt.
Now, this training zone, I've gotten all the way up to 1.17.
What's 1.7?
Oh,
for your partners?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've earned the next map. So there's Riverside, and then there's Mount. And when
okay.
I click on Mount, it says unlock Adventure Portal Level 3.
Okay. You might have to upgrade something.
Okay, so I'm back at Riverside, so I guess the only thing I can do to up the game is to change it from normal to difficult.
Don't do that yet. You won't be able to beat it.
Not even 1-1?
Probably not. Difficult,
nope.
Pretty difficult. You can try.
I get to use 4 critters. I'm going to give it a shot. And if I get my ass kicked, I'm going to go back to doing 1.7 under normal.
Yeah, it's a while before I start doing difficult. I mean, I'm doing difficult now, but only on the lower level one, not on the higher ones. Yeah, I got silver.
Well, my first level wolf looks like he's going to get this crap beaten out of him. So he's probably not going to make it, and I'm only on round 1 of the first round. Here I am on round 2. Oh, yeah, that wolf's going to get killed. Am I going to lose him?
Not permanently.
Yeah, he just got killed. Ouch. Okay, so he'll come back. Will he gain level?
Yes.
Well,
you do
okay.
Gain level when you lose. You just don't gain as much.
Okay, yeah, he got plus 355 experience points, I assume. Okay, so I survived that battle overall. Everybody gained. Everybody got plus 355.
There you go.
Okay. And I won a treasure. 3-star hippo armor.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, keep the 3s and 4s.
Okay, so I guess I'll keep repeating 1-1 until I stop losing the wolf.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yep, there he is. He's still there. Okay, I got a 10, 10, and a 9 for my lead characters, and then I've got the wolf at 1. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to level him up before he'll stop dying.
Okay.
Yeah, I got more silver.
Here it goes. I'm going for 10 of these battles at a time. At triple speed.
Triple speed.
Yeah, they're actively going after the wolf. He's the weakest one in the group. So if anything,
yeah.
He's attracting the attention of the bad guys. Make it easier for my stronger ones to go through and wipe out the bad guys.
There you go.
You know what? He's actually doing a lot better this round than he did last time.
Yeah, he'll do better each time.
Yeah, he hasn't gone up in level, but he's doing better. Oh, he survived. He made it all the way through. Cool.
There you go.
9 more to go.
Nine more to go.
Right. Well, let's see now. What can we talk about that's not political? Since you get perturbed when I start talking political stuff during this game and not talking about it during the political show. Because everything's political.
And everything's spiritual.
Oh, man. All right. Well, okay, here's the farm report. Here's the farm report. Got the frame for our greenhouse up, and I'm very happy. We have the wiggle wire channel. And I'm excited to put it up, but there's a slight hold on putting it up.
Got to have something to mount it to.
Well, we do. We have something to mount it to. But and I'm not being critical. It's actually probably the correct suggestion that we should put up solid material walls up. It was my intent to put the wiggle wire on the channel and then stretch plastic on the ends of the greenhouse. And actually, I'm thinking about it. I'm going, there's actually a huge flaws in doing that. The greenhouse is flexible, all right? And generally, the curved tubular part of the greenhouse, it flexes in such a way that a sheet of plastic on stretched over it would just flex with the tubes, which would be fine. But the ends would get a lot of crisscross stretching. I don't know how to describe that properly. If you understand what I'm saying, Kano, maybe you might try to describe it in a way that somebody who's listening might understand. there'd be a lot of diagonal tension on the plastic in both directions.
We don't want to stretch out the plastic in the wrong directions and cause it to rip and tear.
Yes. Okay, my battles came to an end because I ran out of that blue-purple lightning bolt stuff.
You ran out? That's not possible.
Well, yeah, you run out of it. You get 20 of them.
No, you didn't run. You just have to use... You get so many free ones, and then you have to use that stuff.
To make more.
To make more, to get more battles, but I don't know where to get that stuff because we don't get it regularly.
Oh, okay. It wants me to spend, this time it wants me to spend 500 of my gems.
Yeah,
I got
spend,
some before. Yeah,
you
I got some.
To get that blue stuff.
Yeah, see, before I got some more by spending some other. Oh, I don't know if I want to spend gems. What's gems valuable for? That's almost half my gems to get some more of this stuff.
It's not worth it. Gems are too valuable. That's like gold.
Well, what do you use the gems for? Because I haven't been using the gems for anything.
Peace shields.
I don't even use it for that.
That's about the only thing they're good for. That and relocation dailies. Oh, you will need them for upgrading your battle station.
Okay. My battle who?
You know where your horn is?
I'm going over and looking.
Yeah, you got a horn. And next to that, you got this battle chair. You'll need gems for upgrading that.
The Hall of War?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
That's a chair?
I think so.
I guess mine being level one doesn't look very much like a chair.
I found an altar.
Woohoo.
I'm doing an experiment. I think with the last update, there's no more dogs down underground.
Oh. Well, that would really suck.
Yeah. I've been going down there looking for dogs, and I haven't been able to find any. So now I'm...
Right.
I take dogs down there with me looking for dogs.
And the only dogs you find are dogs of other people who are looking for dogs.
Yeah. Something.
Okay, so how else do I get more lightning bolts in order to...
Oh, you just have to wait. There's a time continuum. And if you wait long enough, you can go another round.
Well, that blows.
You get one round per hour, so it's like just wait an hour, you can get another round. So when you wake up, you get 8 rounds. Or whatever.
Right. Okay. So basically what they did is they told me that they do not want me to play their game continuously and forever, which is fine because now I have time to go play Parallel Origins.
Basically. You don't have to worry about playing full time. You just...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you don't have a whole lot to worry about losing, so it's not that big of a deal. It's not as much of a time waster. You can play at your leisure.
Right. Oh, my merchant just showed up.
Oh yeah. They usually don't have very many good deals, but occasionally you'll find a good deal. But it's
well,
rare.
For 0 gems, I can refresh the list.
Once.
Right.
Then it costs 100 gems to refresh it again.
Okay, so what's... See, some of these things, I don't understand what they are. I understand the 15-minute speed-ups and the 10,000 stone and the 150,000 whatever. Okay, and they want gems for some of this stuff. There's one, they want ivory. And it's got a picture of a dude with a picture of a lady in the background. It says 1X.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's not a lady. Oh, you can change your character once.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
It costs 29,000 ivory to get that ability.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Well, it might be worth it to some people, but I don't think that's worth it.
Okay, I just hit the refresh, and I'm looking at a new list of things. Okay, I can get a 1x lightning bolt for 52 gems.
Oh, yeah, the lightning bolt is stamina, I think.
I can get 80,000 purple flame thingies times one for 5.1 M meat. What are the purple flame things?
Purple flame things. Oh, those are for upgrading your armor.
And get a 3-hour speed up hammer, I guess for construction, for 216,000 wood. Know what that's a speed up. I guess it's for research. Okay. Good for you. Merchants in town. Goodbye, merchant. So my troops have returned. I guess I can go send them out again before I quit the game and go do something else. Hunt, quick set, and go. Hunt, quick set, and go. Yeah, beat up that tree ant.
Tree ant?
The wood people.
Oh, okay.
Yay. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Oh, what's that other thing you showed me too? You showed me clan gift. Right. Last time I tried to check it. Yeah, it's doing the same stupid thing. I check it and then it says sorry, and when I go back, it wants me to check that same thing again. So it's not clearing my checks. Holy smokes, I got congratulations. I have claimed DVO Mustafa's gift from the War Chief chest. Oh boy, I got a 1-hour speed up. Just one.
One! One 1-hour speed up.
Yep, and then it looks like Carol picked up another one right after me. So while I was reading that off to you, Carol was probably busy. Oh, wow, I just got another thing. No, I didn't. It's the same one. It won't let me clear it. It's telling me congratulations, but... Yeah, so I've got two of these that won't let me clear the check mark gone.
Interesting.
What in the world?
What?
Oh. Oh, I got things backwards, apparently. You're supposed to open these. And then it tells you sorry when you click on the chest. Okay, so the ones that are green and say check are ones that they've already checked. It's backwards. You're supposed to open them.
Yeah, okay. Hall
so
of
somewhere
War.
Somewhere I was successful in winning something along the ways, and I didn't even notice. Okay, so it's all the blue ones. And the green ones I can ignore because... they're the ones that are done already.
Done, 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 done. See, I need meat.
Oh, wow, I just got one.
Oh, okay. Tusk. That wood and meat. That won't hurt me to get wood either.
Okay, now they're all green. The long term are green. There.
All right. I got my guys out hunting. Now I'll check my gifts. Sorry. 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 Sorry.
You just one sorry little bastard, aren't you?
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, these are like trying to win the lottery. Sorry.
I at least don't have to actually invest in them.
No.
Yeah, other than time.
Sorry. Hey, I got something. I got 4 1-hour speed ups.
Ooh.
Sorry. That's it. All the rest of them were duds. Then I checked the clan store. I got 55,000 clan tokens. Not enough to buy a peace shield yet. I need 100,000.
200,000 and you can get yourself a talent reset.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Half of that would give you an 8-hour peace shield. Woo-hoo.
Now I collect relics. Then collecting relics. Now I go work on upgrades.
Oh, that's where I get to see all the different members.
Yeah, you get plenty of free stuff. There's no real reason to buy anything unless you just want to.
Right.
Except maybe peace shields. It's about the only thing that's worth buying. I wish for food. And then, whenever they start charging gems, I'll only pay 2 gems for each of these that I need. Once I do two, then I won't do any more.
No, I don't spend gems on squat. Period.
I try not to.
Huh.
Oh, hammers. Construction hammers. Another thing worth spending gems on.
I can't find myself in my ranking.
Yep. feed my dinosaur.
Our leader has 3 million experience points. Second, and then Seth has 9 million, almost 10.
Work on my dinosaur skills. Got 30 of 30.
We have KKK as a member of our RIT tribe.
Nice.
Panda Bear is a member. Disturb. 420 Joker is a member of RIP. We have a bunny. Krampus.
Been training my dinosaur. Members. Let's see if we have any interesting members.
I can't find myself.
You're at the bottom.
Actually not. That's the reason why I couldn't find me. Found me. Now what rank am I? I think I should be rank 2 because he upgrades everybody to rank 2 almost immediately. Well, I could be wrong. I guess I'm rank 1. Okay. I guess he's just never promoted me from rank 1 to rank 2. Let's see, does there seem to be some sort of criteria for when he advances you?
Yeah, I'm still rank 1 also.
Okay. So he promotes you to rank 2 if you're above a certain level of experience.
We have a lot of members in our tribe. Clan, 86 members.
Where do you see that at?
When you first click on the flag, it'll say the name of the clan, the leader's name, how many members, total experience, language.
Okay, we got 67 of 100 English. 1991, I guess that's the number of territory squares we occupy.
I guess. Damn, so many more wood.
Your clan hasn't occupied any totem. Totem map. Perfect. Yeah, it looks like most of the totems have been taken already. It's between these moon people and the yellow... Well, it looks like it's between blue and yellow tribes. Yellow has slightly over half of the totems. All right, so when we go purple, we'll be changing that.
Perhaps.
You'll start beating on us.
Trying a new level.
That's assuming we go purple. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between green and purple, but I think purple's best.
Well, judging by the totem map, I would argue that yellow is probably best.
Yellow is the war is best if you're going to be a war tribe.
Right, and thus they have all the have over half the totems. What's blue?
Blue is kind of a neutral one.
They've got at least a third of the totem.
Yeah, red and yellow are war tribes. Blue and black are more neutral. Green and purple are more peaceful.
Yeah. And just looking at the map from this far out, it looks like most of the center is yellow. There's scattering of green. A little bit of red here and there. Some purple here and there. And I'm guessing that that blue is not water. I was misinterpreting it. So, yeah, there's almost as much blue, but it's more scattered. It's almost as much blue as there is yellow, but it's more scattered.
I lost my piggy.
Okay.
But we won this round. My pig's only level 18. With 3 stars. I only got a 1-star cat armor. Forget that.
Apparently, I haven't placed any bookmarks.
Yeah, the pig don't seem to be very powerful, but I'm going to have one of each character of each color. Because certain blue characters have the power of freezing, and certain red characters have the power of fire. And green has, like, the power of earth stuff.
Holy smokes.
So there's no wind. It's just, you know, earth, or water, fire, and air. Or water, fire, and earth. But no air.
Okay, I found the place where war likes to build. It is dense packed. Hut on top of hut on top of hut on top of hut. And they're all different owners.
00?
I'm not sure. No, it's 500, 1,000.
Okay. They're also at 00.
Right.
Which is why we're not building a 420.
A little too densely packed?
Oh, yeah. They're packing in like sardines up in that corner. We build up there, we'll constantly be attacked.
Of course, I built that 42-0, and I haven't been attacked yet, so. But for 20, it's just too close for comfort. Unless we were yellow, then we would be safe.
Maybe.
Safer. Yellow cannot attack yellow until Barbarian Wars. Barbarian Wars, same color, can attack same color.
Oh, wow. I just got a 1 hour construction speed up for free.
Cool. Free is good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm leveling up. Got a turtle.
Right. Cool. Yeah, see, now I got some YouTube thing I pulled up. Unfortunately, unlike you, I can't play my YouTubes on your deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. I got some serious redirects going on. Oh, okay, because I opened up multiple links from other apps, and right.
So this is Brutal Age for those who are listening that we're playing right now, or at least I am.
Yeah, I just stopped.
So what other non-political stuff do we want to talk about that's still political?
I don't know. Yeah, the video that I had pulled up, I don't even know how to describe it. He's talking about different degrees of infinity.
To infinity beyond!
There's actually... how to explain this concept? There's countable infinity and there's uncountable infinity. All right? Well, how can you count infinity? All right? Well, all right, if you start at zero and you add one and then add one and then add one and add one and add one, you got the number line. You're counting. You're counting what's called the real numbers. You're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, and you can keep doing that all the way up to infinity. You'd never reach infinity, but you can count it. You know, you can just keep on counting it. All right, it'd take you forever, but you can keep on counting it. All right? So that's first order of infinity. It's countable. All right? Now, if you wanted to count all the rational numbers, all the little divisions in between 0 and 1, Okay? There's no real place to even begin counting. You know, what would be the smallest number greater than zero? All right? That'd be
0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 0.00000000000000 to infinity and 1.
With a 1 on the end of it, right? Okay. So, you know, there'd always be room for more zeros between that 1 and the decimal place. Okay? And so you could, there's no real, you know, there'd always be some number slightly smaller than the number that you wrote. So you really can't even begin. You got a problem of even beginning to count it. All right?
Not me.
You know, so, you know, you'd have to come up with some method of dividing the distance, you know. It's like, so you start your count with half, and then make your denominator you make your denominator one number bigger, so instead of counting all the halves in between, now you count all the thirds and then all the fourths and then all the fifths and all the sixths. All right, so by that method you might make it countable. All right, but it's basically it's uncountable. All right, there's just, you know, there's not a really a systematic method of going through and counting all the he was demonstrating that if you were to try coming up with some method of dividing it up, you could come up with a one-to-one correspondence with the real numbers and your rational numbers, all right? But it was possible to demonstrate at some point that you could come up with another rational number that you hadn't included in your list, and yet you've used up all of your infinite numbers on the real number line. So where are you going to squeeze in another number? So, you know, which was kind of curious. And so I don't even know how to describe this. Too bad I can't play it. It's about a half an hour of mathematical jargon that I like messing with. Right now he's going into how it's not possible to count all the points on a sphere. You know? And he's doing it by demonstrating that there's ways of, you know, navigating the sphere. And, you know, by moving one up and one left and one down and whatever. That one way or another, there'd always be another point that you didn't reach yet. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I've studied this stuff as a kid in grade school. And I understand it. I just don't know how to explain it to the average person. They look at you kind of weird, like, Alex, what?
They look at you weird because they're like, who cares?
Well, yeah, there's that too. Yeah. But it, you know, it. But if you can't work out these kind of problems, then how do you... How do you write programs? You know, how do you come up with the algorithms to solve your problems and such? You know, if you can't work out these, I don't know.
You don't. That's why I'm not a programmer or an algorithmer.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't understand that.
Not everybody can do everything.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
It's like some people are warriors, some people are gardeners, and we need both.
Yeah, right.
The warriors protect the gardeners, and the gardeners feed the warriors.
Well, we need to beat up the gardeners who are feeding the warriors.
Well, no, I mean, for example, like in,
that was a joke, son. It was a horrible joke.
Son,
it was a horrible joke, but no, we got, that's what Shirley says to me. She'll say stuff with a really straight face and you know me, I'm the straight man.
How straight are you?
You can tell me a blatant joke and I will run with it as if you were serious. And she'll say these things to me with a serious face on her face, and I start to work out reasoning with it, and she's like, "That was a joke, son."
Son.
Yeah, that's one of the more common phrases out of her mouth when she's talking to me, actually.
All right, this is the one with the farting teddy bears.
Farting teddy bears.
Yeah, they fart on you.
Great.
Yep, he just farted on me. The second one farted on me, too. It's a bright yellow smoke also.
Right.
All right, they're dead. Oh, there's two more. The fart bears. That's one of their bonus skills. One fart bear down. It is farted. The second one just farted on us. Now he's dead. Now we just got two werewolves to take out. And on the third trimester, we have another fart bear who just farted on us again.
And what game is this?
Brutal Age.
Okay. What was that form I was looking for earlier today? 3907?
I don't know.
That postal thingy that they gave us that was...
Oh,
not,
yeah.
What was the number on it?
I don't know. I thought it was 307. Oh, I took a picture. Hang on.
Yeah, read that number off to me, because I got a page that supposedly has all the postal forms.
Well, as soon as my partners are done training, I can do that.
Yeah, I took a picture, too, so let me see if I can find it. I've got an echo.
Echo chamber.
Yeah, it doesn't give me my voice back properly, though.
It took your voice?
It doesn't give my voice back properly.
It took your voice?
Three, 9, 0, 7. 3907.
Can you believe it? I haven't changed my socks since yesterday.
Oh, disgusting.
And I've been wearing rubber boots.
Yeah, I'm sure that smells good.
Actually, surprisingly, these boots don't make your feet stink. I like these boots. They're ugly, but they're comfortable. I gotta find out where to get more.
Okay, our cats are fighting with something.
Meow. Probably a possum. I end up giving them my leftover fish.
Right.
Well, scraps. I ended up eating half of the leftover fish before I gave it to them. Cold. But...
yeah, they put this form in your postal box.
But they didn't fill it out.
And they didn't fill it out. So we wrote on it, please fill it out. Give us the following information when you do so. And then dropped it in their collection box.
Yeah. If I'm the only one who didn't collect the mail, they'll know it was me. But if they match up the handwriting, they'll also be like, well, it can't be him.
Right. Yeah, see, they got a list of forms on this website. I'm at aboutusps.com resources forms.htm. And there is no form 3907 according to this site.
Weird. Maybe it's an Anunnaki form.
Or maybe they just didn't complete the site. No matching records found.
Try Google.
Well, that's part of how I got to the USPS site.
Girlfriend.
Don't we all?
one I can trust not to stab me in the back.
As long as Uncle Sam or any of the other Sons of Satan exist, you probably won't be able to trust one. So as long as people fall for the lies and such put out by them. Missing, lost, or stolen U.S. money order forms. Do not cash upon receipt. Notify local postal inspectors. This list will provide to all postal service employees responsible for accepting and cashing. And it, the page doesn't load properly.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
Why not?
Postal money orders. Destroying all interim notices when the numbers listed appear in the postal bulletin. The actual serial number consists of the first 10 digits on the money orders. Check for altered dollar amounts by holding money orders to the light. Oh, okay. So 3907 shows up in this list. And that's why. Wow. That's why Google kicks up this list when I search for it.
How retarded is this crap?
Yeah. But then when I click on this page, it doesn't really show up on this page, or I'd be able to search for it.
Insane in the membrane.
Wow, holy shit. I hate to be a postal employee trying to go through all this crap.
Yeah. Okay, my partners are done training. I got a Badger, 2-star Badger armor, sale. 1-star Badger armor, sale. Another 1-star Badger armor, sale. Okay, that's it. And some turtles. And a fart bear.
And a fart bear.
Alright, spin the turtle. I got 4 eyeball guys. Spin the turtle. I got another 4 eyeball guys, the Macho Man, and a tree. Now I go to the altar. See about enhancing my chickity. I'll use this girl, this pig, and this guy. Enhance. Bam! She is now 3-4 star. Now, see about upgrading my eyeball guy. Can't do it yet. At least not that one. See about upgrading this eyeball guy. Try this.
Huh.
Yay! Try upgrading this eyeball guy. Yay! Okay. That's all of those for now.
Holy shit. There's a major fight going on under my camper. Something just whacked against my camper enough to shake it.
Nice.
Followed by several cat. So there may be a dead cat around here soon, which is not good. But okay, that's a bit much. I gotta see if I can figure this out. Excitement. Hey, don't be losing stuff. Come on, stop it. Dang it. Too much stuff in a small space. Dang it. Get me out of here. Okay, there's orange over here. Looking kind of beat up. Ooh, orange has some serious wounds on his back. Some tried to bite into orange's back pretty badly. Can you hear me?
I'll be down there in a second.
My question is, why did Orange stick around to get beat up?
Well, he's probably protecting his woman and his child.
From what?
That's a good question.
Orange.
Meow. Meow.
Just me. Yeah.
Think it might have been a coyote?
Oh, it's not got a wound in his... He's got an oak leaf stuck to his back.
Okay.
He's all wet. It looked like there's a big hole in his fur. And it's wet, and it's glistening, so I'm thinking blood.
Had me worried.
Well, yeah.
He's my fur baby.
Yeah, he's a little, he looks a little mangled up, you know, whatever, but he's, it's not blood.
That's good.
Jeez. But they did, you know, they thumped my camper a little bit harder than the goats do. So it was a pretty serious whatever. Like, whop. Okay. Oh, my. All right, now that I'm up and on my feet, maybe I'll make myself some tea. Water. I should be warm enough to make some tea. Oh my. Too much excitement for me.
Yeah. Alright. Two more days before we can change. I can change hordes.
Two more days. I put about 3 drops of thieves oil into my drinking glass a couple of days ago. And since I just drink water and I don't tend to wash it over and over again.
Water.
It still smells of thieves oil, you know, a couple of days later. So, oh my. And why would I put thieves oil in my drinking water? Oh, my.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, why would I do that? You know, to keep off plague?
I don't
know. I don't like plague. What's tomorrow's weather going to be like? Am I going to get anything done?
No.
Yeah, you felt like you had a productive day. I basically rode around in the car all day. The only thing I did is I got myself half a gallon of milk is what I got myself. That is to say, I drank half the milk I bought today already.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was as productive as one could be, I guess.
No, I could be more productive. I could actually have the skin on the greenhouse and be growing stuff in it right now. So,
that's true.
So, I've got some tamarind seeds here that I'd like to grow. So
what?
So I'll probably, yeah, you know, once we get the greenhouse up, I'll probably be growing some permanent semi-tropical plants inside the greenhouse. They might go dormant in the winter, but it should be warm enough in there to keep them from out and out dying, you know. If Sepp Holzer can grow lemons up in at 1,500 meters above sea level, in the Swiss Alps. Sh-
Surely I can grow some semi-tropical plants inside a greenhouse all year. Oh, and lovely. I'm glad the goats are closed up right now.
Yeah, they're pretty loud. How close do you think they are?
I don't know. I've got my, I can hear my, if I hear anything over the top of my scooter running, it's pretty loud. So, and I'm inside my camper.
Sounds like they're on Glenn's property.
They could be. I don't have very much directional sense when I'm in here. So.
Yeah, I'm out walking down to the camper now.
Toward mine?
I'm walking towards the south part of the land so I can walk down the road.
Oh. Oh, you went up to your pickup truck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have signal down there hardly. So when I get down there, I'll probably lose signal.
Well, it's probably a good time to end the podcast here in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, what time is it?
Almost 11:30. It's 11:23.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
I found this postal code, this postal form, and they've got the PSIN number. And then they've got the edition, which is the date that it was issued.
I can't even walk on the land, let alone drive on it.
You're falling down?
I'm not falling down, but I'm getting stuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, walk on the weeds.
Well, I'm walking on the edge.
Well, go walk on the edge that's tall weeds. You know, extend the edge a little bit by walking on those. Just don't get tangled up in the string on between my T-posts.
Well, I was going to walk down the middle, which is what I should have did.
Yeah, well, no. Unless you're wearing waterproof pants, or you just get soaked on the way, and it's not good.
Yeah, that's why I'm not walking in the weeds over here.
Good point.
There's no trail over here.
Right.
Oh, weather tomorrow. Let's look it up.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, you look at Stockton, I'll look at Joplin.
I'll look at DD&D.
Let's see.
I won't look at nothing. It ain't coming up. There it is.
The high is going to be 47. I mean, 46. It's not going to rain, but it's not going to be sunny.
Weather bug tells me there's a chance of snow, 30% chance. We still have a 50% chance of snow right now.
That's crazy.
The temperature will range between 27 degrees and 41 degrees.
Yeah, I'm seeing rain, but not snow. 70% chance of rain at midnight.
Wow. Well, that's... Let me look at the hourly.
Oh, I see. Snow by morning. Yeah.
Okay, weather bug says for here, 0% chance of precipitation. 0% precipitation all the way until...
Saturday. Yeah. After
for the foreseeable future, no chance of precipitation. Well, until Wednesday, the 13th, no precipitation. So,
yeah. See, I'm not getting precipitation on Wednesday. Just wind. precipitation or snow Saturday night.
Right.
What I think is odd is coyotes can take me out right now, but they're scared of me.
I tell you what, they may be able to take me out, but I guarantee that I would take out a half a dozen of them at least if they got close enough to me to take me out.
Well, but a cow's stronger than we are, and they take out cows.
They do. The cows, I've never seen a cow be able to reach and grab something by the scruff of the neck and slam it on the ground. Stomp it to death once it got under their hooves, but to pick it up and slam it. And I guarantee I would pick up one of those coyotes, and I would be using it as a bludgeon on the others.
Rabbit.
You know.
Whoa.
Yeah, if they got close enough to bite me, that'd be the end of the first one that bit me.
We got an underground stream.
Yeah, probably a few of those. And if I have my way, we'll have some that go continuously.
Yeah, but it probably goes from the front of the land to the bottom of the land. It's probably a snake hole.
Gopher.
Gopher hole. But yeah, there's water coming up in our road from somewhere.
Oh, is it a big hole or a little hole?
Big enough for me to
put your foot in?
Not that big.
Stick a finger in.
Four fingers, maybe?
Four fingers, that big, huh?
Three fingers.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I'd stick a T-post in there. Mark it.
All right, is this for a signal?
Right.
So once I lose, it'll be the end, but we'll just do our announcement now.
Yeah, it's 11:29. Might as well.
So, yeah, this is our DD&D podcast. You can find future podcasts at rabbittrailpodcast.com.
Woohoo.
Because we tend to go down rabbit trails.
Or stick our fingers down rabbit holes.
Gopher holes.
Well, if it's four fingers, it's probably a mole hole.
We talk about... we got our Scrap Go Scrap podcast, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent, and reach of the power of government. And then we got this podcast where we talk about everything else.
Yeah, mostly we just kind of...
It just depends. Today we pretty much talked about games. Useless crap. But sometimes we talk about some good stuff.
Yeah, I don't need that anymore.
This was not our best podcast.
No, but it wasn't our worst one either.
Probably not.
That's a pretty bad one.
This is true.
Like, what were we talking about? I don't know.
Oh, well, we had one podcast. It was so horrible. We had all kinds of funky noise in the background, and it didn't record anything. Oh, we had one where we was on mute the whole time.
Did we? Oh, yeah. Well, did we put that one out? Or did we just redo it?
Oh, I put it out. I was like, fuck it.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, because what had I done? I merged our calls because you couldn't.
Oh, that's what it was, because T-Mobile charges me. I was calling you, And you were calling the podcast on three-way.
Right. And I guess I star-sixed or something.
Because we were able to talk to each other.
We talked and talked and talked and talked, and when we played it back, apparently I had starred sixth, and there was absolutely no recording. Just a big silence. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm not sure that was the worst podcast, though.
That's one of them.
It's up there or down there, depending on how you scale such things. Anyway, so, but this one was okay, I guess, relatively speaking. So good night, folks. See you next week. All right. Seeing as he's gone all fuzzy, I guess it's up to me to say, oh no, he did all that already. Yeah. Rabbit Trail Podcast.com. And, look for our various podcasts. And I guess I'll hang up, and he'll figure out to hang up whenever he gets back on, and we're good. As soon as I can figure out how to hang up. There it is. Goodbye.